which is why they're striking out.
Speaking on Fox and Friends, President Trump gearing up for his rally tomorrow in Orlando, which he tweeted just now, looks to be setting records. This is a new Fox News poll shows him trailing some Democrats.
In a hypothetical matchup, former Vice President Joe Biden comes in first with a wide margin, with 49% of primary voters saying they'd vote for him over the president's 39%. Senators Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, Kamala Harris, and Mayor Pete Buttigieg also came in ahead of the president, although by a much smaller margin.
Fox's Jackie Heinrich. This is Fox News.
Feelings. We all have them, and sometimes they get ruffled just a little bit. Greg Budell, what are people doing when they criticize your morning show?
They're walking on right beside me.
Jay Scott, what do you tell coworkers who think they can do your job better than you can?
Take this job and shove it.
Emily Hayes, it's 9 a.m. You just got off the air. You've got a desk full of paperwork and 2 days' worth of emails to answer. What do you keep saying to yourself?
Help me make it through the night.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. I guess the only thing that bothers you is a lack of chicken. And Rich Thomas, what do you say to people who complain when you interrupt programming to give reports on impending bad weather?
I'm done with you people. I really am. This is pathetic. No, we're not going back to the show, folks. Our job here is to keep people safe, and that is what we're going to do. Some of you complain that this is all about my ego. Stop. Okay, just stop right now. It's not.
Hey, don't mess with Rich. And now stand by for 3 men.
Stop. Okay, just stop right now.
And a lady.
I'm dying over here.
Is that guy at the weather conference?
Yeah, we don't know what happened.
Just not a real weather expert.
Because I'm
a guy
you
want
to know why.
He might have contributed something to the conversation there. 3 men and a lady, Greg, Jay, Emily, and this man.
Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
After some really, really nice days, especially last Thursday and Friday when the humidity was so comfortable and things were so nice. Saturday was a day of transition. You could feel it. And then yesterday was just plain ridiculous on the humidity. And dot, 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 that's what we have in our future. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid again today with a high around 92. Heat index got to 100 yesterday briefly, but I think we'll be in the same general neighborhood today. Some scattered random storms will be around, but they will not be not be common enough that every town gets one. As a matter of fact, most towns will not. Low tonight around 73. Tomorrow and Wednesday, scattered showers and storms become a little bit more numerous. Still random, best chance afternoon and evening. Highs 90 to 92. And now Thursday, thunderstorms likely. I've been saying, and if you watch my morning video this morning, I've been hinting about some stronger storms, possibly severe. Now it looks like the National Weather Service is agreeing with me on that point. And so we may see a severe weather situation perhaps on Thursday. They're very rare in June. We don't have many that are severe weather days. Storms thin out a little bit by Friday, Saturday. Right now this morning, 89% relative humidity. Oh, my gosh. Temperature is 77. Southeast winds at 5 miles per hour here at 5 minutes after 8.
It's after 8 o'clock, which means it's time to draw another name in our Call-In for Carrots contest. That name is Tracy Hamill. Tracy Hamill, you have until the end of the hour to get in touch with us at 396-5477. 396-5477, Tracy Hamill. And if you do get in touch with us, you will qualify to win a 1-carat Forever Mark diamond from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Appraised at $10,000. Tracy Hamill, 396-5477 is the number you want to call before 9 o'clock.
Tracy. Give us a call. 5 minutes past 8, down to the traffic dungeon.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your 8 o'clock traffic, and things look great out on the boulevard. There's a lot of cars out there with you, but everybody's moving along smoothly. If you're on the 31s, we don't see anything to delay your ride into work this morning. If you're on I-65, we do still see our slowdown around the river bridges. It starts about Highway 143 and goes all the way into the downtown area, so watch it there. Trenum State is offering CompTIA Security A-plus classes from July 22nd to August 19th. Call Renita Scott at 420-4400 for more information. Nation. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Hi, hello, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about Dr. Jeff Pasley and Millbrook Family Chiropractic, located on Highway 14 in lovely Millbrook, which I am feeling it in my neck, all the traveling, the being on airplanes, yeah, and sleeping in hotel beds, right, that were not the most comfortable. If you're dealing with aches and pains, and it's more frequent than just, you know, random one-offs, and you don't want to be dependent on pain medication to get through the day, go see Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. He can get you on the road to wellness, to where you don't have to be dependent upon painkillers, be it over-the-counter or the very non-safe opioids when you get into the addiction category, because Alabama's got one of the highest addiction rates for opioids. Don't be dependent on that stuff. Go get on the road to wellness. Learn the exercises to do to keep your body in tip-top shape. Dr. Jeff Pasley can help you out. Millbrook Family Chiropractic, Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them at 285-8483. Very flexible scheduling for those of you who live and work in the River Region. Again, 285-8483. Visit them online at millbrookchiropractor.com to learn more. Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily Hayes.
You're welcome, Greg Boodle.
Yes. And even it's after 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Today is National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Yes.
Not a problem there. Yeah. Big fan of vegetables.
Yeah.
And how appropriate that we have a $10 Seafood Bistro card to give away, because they do some great things with vegetables there.
Mm. Don't they, though?
They really do.
Corn nuggets? Come on!
They fry their green tomatoes.
Yeah. Oh, oh man. Boy. And that sauce.
Tasty.
Explosive.
Somebody's calling.
I know. I'm going to get the phone. Thank you.
It must be. Maybe they're calling to play the game already.
Which game are we playing?
The game that sets Montgomery's head on fire. The one we play every Monday morning.
Truth or vegetables?
Truth or vegetables, yes.
Certainly not baloney.
Yeah, I don't know if that's why David is calling or not.
Hello, David.
What's up?
Good morning, all.
Hey.
Hi.
Rich, I got a question for you.
Sir.
What do meteorologists do in their spare time at convention?
You went to a ballpark.
Yes, as a matter of fact, I took an hour and a half tour of Petco Field while the Padres were out of town.
But that's nice.
That's how big a baseball fan I am. It's been voted America's favorite ballpark, and we got to tour even the clubhouse. And,
oh yeah, yeah,
and the dugout and the press box, and oh my gosh, it was great, and that city skyline of San Diego there, and the temperature is 71 degrees, and it was just so cool. So, yeah, I mean, we have some off-time with weather conference.
Oh, okay, yeah. I did the same thing at Fenway one year when the Red Sox were out of town. Took a tour of Fenway Park, which was really nice.
Fenway, yeah. I went to Fenway on the 100th anniversary. Not the day of, but the year of, and Fenway's pretty cool, and also Wrigley Field. So I've been to the cathedrals of baseball, but I haven't been to Dodger Stadium yet. Want to do Dodgers. I try to get to a new ballpark every summer.
You know? Yeah. I told my wife that. I said we need to take some long weekends next year, like during summertime and fall season, and start visiting, because I want to visit Pittsburgh.
Yeah, oh, yeah, and see, it looks
that's
beautiful.
That's a great park.
Yeah, that's what I've heard. So we're going to try to pick one stadium a year during the summer and take a long weekend when the Cubs are in town and go watch a game. So at a given stadium, wherever it may be.
Back in mid-May, I took my first trip to SunTrust Park, and SunTrust Park is beautiful for the Braves Stadium. And it's also easier access for those of us, you know what I mean? For us, it's easier because you don't have to go into Atlanta, you know?
Yeah, it is. I tell you, the first, I've been to a game there every year. It's been open, and when the Cubs are in town.
Right.
And the first time I went, it was supposed to be a night game, but they moved it up to to a noon start, and it was like mid-August.
Oh, man.
It was like 112 degrees heat index in that stadium.
Well, the highest I've ever been was Turner Field on a Sunday when it was hot, yeah.
Oh, my God. Like, we were sitting like fifth row behind the Cub dugout, and by like the fifth inning, our whole section had left.
One more hot park, David, that comes to mind. The old Busch Stadium, that concrete monstrosity.
I was there. I've been to a game there.
Gosh, sure. Boiling heat.
Well, yeah, it had the AstroTurf, too.
Yeah.
The field would be like 120 degrees.
Right.
Oh, yeah. It was hot. I remember going there for a game, and I think it was 1985.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was a very hot stadium to be at.
Yes, sir.
So, have a good one, guys.
Alrighty.
I had nothing to contribute to that.
Yeah. Outside of...
I've been to Riverwalk Stadium.
Outside of Riverwalk Stadium, I have not been to a baseball game.
Really? I've been to Hank Aaron Stadium.
Yeah.
Hey, we were at some great restaurants.
Mm-hmm.
Some great restaurants in San Diego, too. And, great restaurants. And I revere those moments. That's fun.
I'll have to check the schedule, but maybe on my trip to Seattle this year, I'll try and catch a... Mariners game.
When are you going to
T-Mobile Park.
I've been in that park.
In Labor Day weekend.
In fact, I went to the old park, too, that they pulled down, which was...
Kingdome?
It was awful.
What a dump.
It was awful.
All of those big circular concrete monstrosities, that's government. When governments get involved, here's an idea, let's come up with a stadium everybody can use. And it stunk for everybody.
Sure.
Stunk for football fans, stunk for baseball fans.
Like Candlestick was, you know? Remember?
Yeah.
Oh, God, Candlestick. That was another concrete monstrosity.
Just awful.
And the weather was terrible at Candlestick. It was always windy and just terrible cold. You know?
Well, let's get some calls going for our True the Baloney game.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want to have to resort to torture music.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because I shouldn't have to. I should be able to...
I love that guy. You know, I love that guy.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
Yes!
One, the best saxophone player in the world, Kenny G.
He'll be in Louisville soon. I kept seeing the ads for it.
Yeah.
The other, the undisputed heavyweight champ of blue-eyed soul, Michael Bolton.
272-9228. Take it away, Michael.
I can hardly believe it. Today.
Call, please. Take away our pain.
272-9228. It's True the Baloney. It's all about Betchables. It's so easy. We'll read you a statement. You get two out of three right or get them all wrong and you win. If more than one person calls, we can have a playoff. 272-9228 is our number.
If nobody calls, we got to listen to this crap.
This is so good.
On top of that...
I'm dying over here.
This could be the last contest I'll ever do, ever.
Stop.
So don't make me beg, please, not for the last
Stop one. It.
No.
Crank it up.
You have to crank it up, because his voice obviously can't.
Please call 272-9228.
Well, I'll offer a 2-minute delay to
kick
in.
There we go.
A 2-minute delay.
We'll get some local news on.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Thanks, Andrew.
Friends, we appreciate it very much.
On account of...
You want to know why?
Oh, I think I just ruptured my coccyx.
What'd you do?
You, why just stop it?
I was bent over in such an awkward position reaching for this thing, I felt something give.
You are
all right,
special.
We have three contestants. We're lucky. Greg, you're number one. Hold on, buddy.
Hey.
Patty, you're number two. Don't go away. And Randy, you'll be number three.
Okay.
Good. Okay.
Okay, don't go away.
Bye.
So go back to contestant one. Read you a statement. You tell me whether it's true or the baloney. Your statement is...
How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good, man.
Just play the game.
Didn't mean to just jump right in there and to know our contestants.
On account of you're our first contestant.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
No, I'm... not myself.
Stop. Greg, tell us a little bit about yourself. Okay, thanks.
All right.
On the radio.
We're glad that you called. All right, here's your statement. According to a new study out last week, America's favorite vegetable is carrots. Again, according to a new study out last week, America's favorite vegetable is carrots. True the baloney?
It's baloney.
You are correct.
That's what I would have said.
I would hope so.
I would think it's
potatoes.
I hope
so.
Broccoli was number one.
I was going to say broccoli.
Was number one. Yay, broccoli.
Vegetable, or potatoes aren't a vegetable.
I'm sorry?
They're a...
well, I like to think of them as a vegetable.
Pretty sure they're a vegetable.
Hi, Patty. How are you?
Hey, Patty.
I'm doing well.
Good. Here's your statement. The watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma. Again, the watermelon is the official state vegetable of Oklahoma. Truth or baloney?
Baloney. Oh.
No, losing, guys. Sorry.
I think of it as a fruit.
But it's not.
There's some sort of, like,
they're related to cucumbers. That's why they got...
The classification, because tomatoes are technically a fruit.
Tomatoes are thought of as a vegetable, but they're a fruit. Well, it's so confusing.
Patty, because Greg got his right, that eliminates you, but we thank you for trying to play. Well. Don't forget our big grand prize drawing coming at the end of the week after my memorial service. Randy.
Stop it. You were the worst.
Whoa, hi, Randy.
Hey, Randy, what's up?
Hi, Randy.
I just wanted to stop music because you guys were suffering awfully bad.
Yeah,
we were. So here's your question. Go ahead.
All right. The first vegetable that was grown, harvested, and eaten in space was lettuce. Again, the first vegetable that was grown, harvested, and eaten in space was lettuce. True the baloney?
True.
Winning.
Hey,
good.
2015, astronauts on the space station ate some red lettuce they grew up there.
Wow.
Space lettuce.
Hold on. Let's go back to Greg. Now, the heat is on, buddy.
All right.
Your statement, Florida grows more vegetables than any other state. Florida grows more vegetables than any other state.
I have a theory on this, but I'll just let him go ahead.
Ooh. I'm going to say baloney.
Winning.
Yeah, it's probably California.
Yeah, 40% of our vegetables are grown in California. Florida and Minnesota are next at about 7%
each. Minnesota? Yeah, the growing season is what, 20 minutes?
Florida's a big... Bramble Farm Center sponsors a show up there once a year for 20...
What do they say about Minnesota? They have two seasons, the 4th of July and
winter.
And winter.
Alright, so back to Randy.
Yeah.
According to the USDA, half your plate should be covered in fruits and vegetables. According to the USDA, half your plate should be covered in fruits and vegetables. True the baloney?
Say truth.
Winning. It is true, but less than 1 in 10 Americans actually do that.
So now we have to go to the bonus questions.
Yeah, this gets tricky here.
So we're not talking about vegetables anymore, unless for whatever random reason he finds one that's about vegetables.
All right. The ancient Egyptian method for treating a toothache was to rub a dead mouse on it. Truth or baloney? The ancient Egyptian method for treating a toothache was to rub a dead mouse on it. Truth or baloney?
Apply directly to the tooth.
I'm going to say baloney because I don't want it to be true.
No, losing.
It is true, man. I am sorry. And that means that Randy. See how it works out? It's very often our third person in on this game wins it.
Wow.
So let's do one more just for funsies, okay?
There's the there's
no
the,
no I'll
there's
move.
The OJ.
No. This isn't. You've already.
You're
won.
Fine. You've won. You've won. You're good.
Yeah,
you've won.
No, you're a winner. You're a winner. We're just this playing just, for fun.
Yeah, this is just for fun.
And this is not vegetables. This is just.
This is hippopotamus.
All right.
The sweat of a hippopotamus is unusual because it's red. Truth or baloney?
Oh, my gosh. What do you think, Randy?
I'm as big as one, so I'd say false. Baloney.
Baloney? Apparently.
No, it's red. It's true.
It's red. It's true. Wow. Okay, you're still a winner. You're still a winner. So
I thought it was true. I don't know why I thought it was true, but I just went with it.
Red hippopotamus sweat.
That's something.
Congratulations, man. Hang on. Jay's going to set you up with a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card. And on this National Eat Your Vegetables Day.
Oh, hey, by the way, anybody that won last week for those Temptation Four Tops tickets?
Yeah.
Yeah, the concert's Saturday. So come by and pick up your tickets.
Boy, that'd be a great show.
I'm sorry, it's not Saturday, it's Sunday.
It's the 23rd. Yeah. So first day of summer is Friday, by the way. Did you know that?
I mean, doesn't the summer really start in May?
Oh, for us, summer has been, we are so deep into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because on account of, you want to know why?
On account of why. Let's see here.
What are we going to do now?
Give me the roadmap. I'm lost.
Come on, Peepaw.
Oh, well.
Still planning his memorial service.
Stop it.
Will you come?
I'll have to check my schedule.
Oh, jeez.
Of course I'll be there.
You know what I want, right? I just want people to... I want just a day on the station for people to call up and tell their favorite lame-ass stories about good,
man.
Bad, or otherwise. That's all. I don't want any gatherings. I don't want any morbid crap.
Well, you know what? We get to plan that, so...
We do?
He's not going to be able to plan it. He's going to be otherwise engaged.
Yeah. I'll be hoovering over the studio.
Hoovering.
Listening to what you guys say about me after I'm gone. All right.
I imagine the studio will move downstairs.
One thing.
Hallelujah.
That studio is terrible.
Why? It's nice and downstairs and...
Got better equipment, too.
Nice and...
Gathering dust.
Bigger and closer to our offices and... Yeah.
No stairs.
And when there's issues that Jay has to go fix, he's already there to fix them.
Had my own little room.
Right. It'd be so nice.
Well, this setup here with these 22 steps I made. Did you see the cute little cat video I put up this morning, Emily?
Don't try to deflect.
I am.
God, AKA would have to rewire all their stuff.
Oh, yeah.
They ain't going to want to do that.
So we're not doing
They're
it.
Not doing it.
We're on our way over here.
It's four kitty cats climbing the walls, three men and a lady trying to figure a new way up. All those things. One thing I definitely got to find time to do between now and Saturday is get my car over to Don Duncan.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So that I can have it serviced and ready to go for the trip. This is what happens. Time ticks away. I can get around to it. But they make it so easy to do that and just call them up and drop the car off. I can probably get a ride over here and they can work on it while I'm doing this radio show here in the afternoon.
He'll be in the studio 73 days from now.
Roll Tide, roll.
First day of the dawn.
Oh, that's right. God, 73 days. 73. That's unreal. There are three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. They take away all your excuses away for giving your car service. I don't have time. Too much of a hassle. They take care of everything for you. They'll get you back to work, back to your house. Whatever accommodation you need just to get it in. When you need tires, get them wholesale. True wholesale price. At every major name brand at all three locations. Downtown at 408 Madison. Don Duncan on Highway 14 and twice a day Millbrook, and on Bell Road just north of Vaughan. It's 825.
Traffic brought to you by United Heating, Air, and Plumbing. United Heating, Air, and Plumbing can now also take care of all of your electrical maintenance or add-ons. Call United Heating, Air, Plumbing, and Electricity today. United for your comfort.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a look at your morning traffic, and things are returning back to a normal traffic flow. The boulevard is back to stop and go at the intersections. We don't have any problems on the 31s, and most of the slowdowns on I-65 and I-85 have cleared themselves up. Be careful as you approach the interchange in the downtown area. Get ready for summer at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Injured in a wreck? We don't get paid until you get paid. Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
The new Amazon Echo has everyone asking Alexa for help.
Alexa, what time is it? What the hell is wrong with this blasted thing? Amanda!
But the latest technology isn't always easy to use for people of a certain age.
These kids have bought me a busted machine again. Odessa!
That's why Amazon partnered with AARP to present the new Amazon Echo Silver, the only smart speaker device designed specifically to be used by the greatest generation. It's super loud and responds to any name even remotely close to Alexa, so they can find out the weather.
Allegra, what is the weather outside?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Huh?
It is 74 degrees and sunny.
Where?
Outside.
What about it?
The temperature outside is 74 degrees and sunny.
I don't know about that.
The latest in sports.
Clarissa, how many did old Satchel strike out last night?
Satchel Paige died in 1982.
How many he get?
Satchel Paige is dead.
He what now?
Died.
Who did?
Satchel Paige.
I don't know about that.
Even local news and pop culture.
Anita, what them boys up to across the street?
They are just playing.
They what now?
They are just playing.
You say they just playing now?
Yes, they are just playing.
I don't know about that.
Pair it to smart devices like your thermostat.
Alessandra, turn the heat up.
The room is already 100 degrees.
Are you trying to kill me, Alizé?
The new Amazon Echo Silver plays all the music they loved when they were young.
Angela, play black jazz.
Playing jazz.
It also has a quick scan feature to help them find things.
Emilia, where did I put the phone?
The phone is in your right hand.
And it has an feature for long rambling stories.
So then I gave him $5, and he said I only gave him $1.
Uh-huh.
I said, I know I gave you a $5.
Uh-huh.
Because I only had a $5 and a $1 on me.
Uh-huh.
And this is the $1 right here.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, you tell me who's crazy.
Amazon Echo Silver. Get yours today. I said get yours today.
To order Amazon Echo Silver, send a check or money order to Amazon.com right now.
Don't want to do it. Spend too many hours working for the little pay I'm earning. That's why my finances.
is just in from our Texas delegation.
Yeah.
Our Texas?
Featuring Nicole, who is listening on the app with her coworkers. They loved the Kenny G. Michael Bolton. See, now the whole point of that is to put that to an end when we play it.
Presenting two contemporary artists.
You know, is to get people to call and participate because our here's the thing. Yeah. The audience that listens to this radio station has what they call a life. So they just don't sit around.
What's that? On account of what?
On account of you want to know why?
Well, because...
Because on account of you want to know why?
They're successful, high-income earning people who may not have time for silly indulgences like a,
a radio contest.
A radio contest.
Yeah, you know, but we do those things, and we're always happy when you do call in.
If I'm back tomorrow...
Jeez. I'm going to reach over there and knock the headphones off your skull if you don't stop it.
I think we now have...
Come over there and kill you myself. You don't stop talking about all this dying.
I want to add a new feature to the show called Animal Stories.
Okay.
You've talked about this before. Why don't you just commit to it?
Well, now that I've had my annual employee review.
See that sweat coming down there?
Yeah. Oh, God. I can't believe it's 8:33 and I'm still here.
God, Greg?
No, I mean in the
building.
He just
meant here.
Oh.
He didn't mean here alive. He meant just...
Lord, well, you never know.
In the building, yeah.
What he means.
We have our Morning Maroon nominees coming up. You know, somebody bought a Babe Ruth. You know, this is the sign of a good economy. When the economy is good, collectibles go up in value.
Sure.
And I know that a lot of people that bought... I know bedrooms full of baseball cards. They actually filled an entire bedroom with boxes of baseball cards.
Yeah.
They were pretty much not worth more than what they paid for them when the economy crashed back in 07, 08, whatever that was.
08, yeah.
And when things are better, people have money to buy
those
kinds
on frivolous things.
Like $5.5 million for a Babe Ruth jersey. Now, I would love to have a Babe Ruth jersey.
I would love to have $5.5 million.
Oh, yeah. But $5.5 million, that's a lot of dough.
You would have loved the Padres museum, too. In fact, there was a Babe picture there back when the Padres were not even a major. You know what year they became a major league team?
69.
You are exactly right. You're so good. But they, but since the 30s, they were...
Pacific Coast League.
Right. Exactly. You're great. Anyway, there's a Babe Ruth picture.
That self-satisfied smile he gets when he gets the baseball facts right.
Yeah.
No,
he just knows this stuff.
It's yeah,
not,
it's
not even guessing.
Crazy.
And you know what value it has in my real everyday world? Zero.
You never know. You never know.
It's just the way it is, as Walter Cronkite once said. It is 8:35. Don't know that you can put a price tag on vision, but the price tag for having your vision corrected through LASIK has continued to decline as the results and outcomes have continued to improve. Montgomery Eye Physicians and Montgomery Eye LASIK Legacy Practice, think about this. They first opened in 1945 when LASIK was a far-off dream. And they still are there to take care of all your family's eye care needs and eyewear needs.
I actually thought about LASIK when I was squinting at the arrivals and departures board at Hartsfield-Jackson.
Nice.
I was like, ew.
Wouldn't it be nice to see everything come into crystal clear focus again?
Yes.
That's got to be very cool. But they can make that happen for you. And you've got two of the most experienced board-certified corneal specialists in the world right here with Dr. Swan and Dr. Shin. And I do mean they are top-notch. They rank on a national level with their expertise. So you want the best when it comes to your vision. But before you can consider LASIK, they have to find out whether it'll work for you. That takes a few minutes. You can do it on a lunch break. Call them at 272-2020. Make an appointment with a refractive surgery counselor, and they can tell in just a few minutes whether or not your vision issue can be fixed with a LASIK procedure. If it can, there's no pressure to do it immediately, but they'll let you know what your options are. And if you need a little help financing it, they've got care credit for qualified customers. But again, experience nobody in the state of Alabama and few places anywhere else compared to Dr. Swan and Shin when it comes to board-certified corneal expertise. 272-2020 or online, MEP, Amazon.com. It is 8:37. I think what we'll do now is we'll take one final look at the roads of Mr. Balaki, and then we'll come back and get the steamy forecast from Rich.
Montgomery Skywatch taking a final look at your Monday morning traffic, and things look pretty good out on the boulevard. We see a little slowdown around the Troy Highway, but other than that, everybody's moving along just fine. If you're on the interstates, there aren't any hassles for you at this hour. Just be careful with the traffic around you there, and the 31s are all clear this morning. We do have one accident in the downtown area. It's at South Perry Street and South Street. That's right at I-85. Look out. The accident is in the left lane. Reinhardt's Used Car Supercenter needs social media savvy customer service representatives. They have an excellent salary opportunity and bonus. Call Tony Hewitt at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Thank you, Jingle Singers.
See, that's what happens when you come to work. I'm just...
That's okay. That's all right.
You're at the end of your rope.
All right, Jingle Singers, you should not have come to work today.
We didn't need you today.
On an account of any sick.
steamy is right. Mostly sunny, hot, and humid again with a high temperature up to about 92. The dew points are in the 70s, and that's the most important number. The dew point right now is 73. That's ridiculous. Low tonight down to about 73, and that's the actual temperature. Scattered random storms will be around today, but not enough to go around. But hang on, because rain chances do improve tomorrow and Wednesday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms becoming more numerous. Still, not every town's going to get one. They'll be random. Highs 90 to 92. Then on Thursday, that should be the marquee day for thunderstorms. Thunderstorms are not only likely, we think some of the storms will be strong. And as I mentioned on my morning video this morning, possibly a few severe storms on Thursday as this little vigorous upper air disturbance comes into the area and interacts with this tropical moisture. High around 89, storms thinning out a little bit by Friday and Saturday. And by Sunday, we should be back to widely scattered storms. Right now this morning, with 89% relative humidity, and it feels every bit of it. It's 77 with partly cloudy skies at 8:39.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
You may not need a plumber today, you may not need a plumber tomorrow, but you're going to need a plumber at some point to take care of, because plumbing always picks the worst time to be a problem. This is the vacation season, and wouldn't you like to know about a problem that might be lurking before you go on vacation so that you don't come home and then your first walk on the carpet is squish?
No.
It hasn't happened to me yet. Knock on whatever this is. But it has happened to a couple of neighbors in my, very close to me, where they came home to a flood because of a corroded pipe, something that happened while they were gone. So get the whole house plumbing inspection from Plumbing by Luke Wire. Plumbing by Luke Wire is now my go-to plumbing concern. Whenever I have an issue, it's not a question. Pick up the phone, call. They usually give me a ballpark estimate of when they expect to be there. And then they pick up the phone and call and tell you that they're on their way. Then they diagnose the problem, and they come up to me and say, okay, this is the problem, this is what it's going to cost, and this is how long it's going to take. And by the way, it's done, and it's taken care of. Give them a call. They're about 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They're ready to go. They never charge overtime, regardless of when you call. As they say, Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call at 264-9666, or you can visit them on the web, acbylukewire.com. Click on the Plumbing tab, and their Alabama certification number is 84417.
All right, coming up, the dumbest of the dumb in our Morning Maroon feature. You can help us at least, as you're listening, figure out who's the dumbest of the dumb. And good morning to Becky Jones and Susanna Bader. They're our newest Facebook friends. This morning at 8:41, here's your local news.
From Alabama Entertainment News Network. I'm Andrew James. Troy police have arrested a second man in connection to a shooting that left two people injured. Authorities have charged 27-year-old Christopher Guise with attempted murder. The shooting happened last week in the 100 block of Highway 231. Both victims are expected to be okay. Montgomery police say 26-year-old John Perryman is facing capital murder charges in the death of his grandmother, 79-year-old Evelyn Perryman. Perryman was found dead from blunt force trauma in the 3900 block of Gateway Court around 11:30 Sunday morning. And resurfacing work on Zelda Road in Montgomery will begin today. Construction crews will be out just after rush hour resurfacing the road one lane at a time. Drivers should expect some delays, but the project should only last a few days. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Okay, quick show of hands. Who out there is renting? If you raised your hand, I'm talking to you. Why rent when you could buy? I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, and I'm here to set the record straight. This is not your parents' mortgage. Times have changed. You're no longer required to have a 20% down payment. The USDA and VA loan programs offer 100% financing. That's no money down. But hey, if you are not a veteran, or you are not looking to purchase in a USDA-eligible area, never fear. Here at Alabama Home Mortgage, you can purchase a home with as little as 3% down. For example, that $150,000 home you've been eyeing online could be yours with only $4,500 down. Don't sign that lease before calling 567-4223. Get pre-approved today. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. NMLS 1586-368. Equal housing lender.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
This is Frank Bertarelli with Bert's Tackle Box, located in Wetumpka, Alabama. We'd like to take this time to thank Blue Water Broadcasting for their help in getting the name out of Bert's Tackle Box to the community. Thanks again, Blue Water Broadcasting, for all your great support and friendship.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Monday is upon us. And now we wage war against the army of white-collar walkers attacking the wall of our cubicle. Let us don our armor and unsheathe our swords to wage the great battle against the darkness of the work week. Fight bravely, and remember, Friday is coming.
Shall we begin?
Are we all over the Game of Thrones thing yet?
What? It's done, yeah, no. We were over with... Honestly, I was over Game of Thrones about midway through this last season when I thought, I don't think it's getting any better.
You know what? A lot of people said that. I can't comment from personal experience, but I listen to what other people say, especially if it's about something that's very popular, but I'm not particularly inclined to want to investigate. And there were a lot of complaints about midway through the season. The writing just... Well, there was that petition on change.org. They wanted somebody to rewrite the whole last season.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I wouldn't go that far with it. I'm just it's done and over with now, so it's past. But
isn't Home Dude like writing the rest of the book or whatever? So it'd be completely different and be produced again.
If he would have finished the darn book, we would have maybe had a different ending or a better ending, perhaps,
or at least better way of going about it, I think, maybe. Everything, it was the final season. They had, what, eight episodes to tell the story?
Six, I think.
I think it was, they had eight episodes to finish up the season, so a lot of things had to happen in a short amount of time, and so a lot of stuff felt rushed compared to what we had gotten in previous seasons before. Not that the previous seasons were slow, it was just that they were able to take their time with it. But this one was like, we got to get to this point this episode, get it done.
And I think the one that was most disappointing to everybody was the second to last episode when all the stuff hit the fan.
When she just completely went nuts?
Yeah, she went nuts.
Like, I'm just going to burn it all down.
Yeah.
So there was a little bit of that. And then the outcome at the end on the very last episode.
Oh, when they all met to pick what's his name?
Well, that, for one, picking him. Boy in a wheelchair is going to be our king. Boy who has visions and is going to be our king. But also the situation between Jon and Daenerys. I thought that was a little rushed.
Yeah.
Him doing what happened at the top of the tower there.
Oh, sure.
I thought, that's a little out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like talking baseball again.
I know, I'm sorry.
No, our Texas delegation just checked in with us. Nicole says they want Rich to come out to see the last game at the Texas Rangers Park.
Oh, gosh. I've never seen that park.
When are they closing that park?
It was just built in 1996. I think this is the last season they're opening a brand new one. Yeah.
Is that the park at Arlington? Is that the one it's called?
Yeah, park at Arlington. And that was new following the piece of crap stadium they used to play.
Did you hear that they had a contest to name it? And there was a 150,000 people sent in names, and they came up with the ballpark at Arlington.
Both of you should go to that park before they close it, and while you're there, go to Dealey Plaza. Since you're in the area.
Since
two birds,
you
one stone,
knock
off it out.
Some stuff on your bucket list.
I think it's too late for my bucket list.
Bucket turned over.
Oh, no.
Not unless I can stop by Dealey Plaza on the way home.
No.
Ridiculous.
Just stay away from the grassy knoll, all right? Will you?
Yes, sir. All right, let's get the former Secretary of State Jean Guidet in here.
America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right. Each and every day, we present for your consideration our Morning Maroon nominees. As we go through the dumbest of the dumb, and to eliminate, we're not going to include in our nominees the guy who was arrested in Florida because of what he was doing with pool toys.
Oh, no.
See, we have standards on this show. Real stupid is one, but real perverted is another.
Oh,
so
no.
We've left him out. Here's a guy, though, 55-year-old guy from Wells River, Vermont. He was driving last Thursday afternoon when he accidentally sideswiped a parked cop car. Why did he hit the cop? He was watching an episode of Saved by the Bell and was looking at his
That'll
phone.
Do it.
Jeez. Saved by the Bell, like the regular run, or Saved by the Bell, the college years?
He even told the cops which episode he wanted, and they included it in their police report. It's the episode called Screech's Spaghetti Sauce, where the gang bottles and sells a spaghetti sauce. The Screech makes in a quick and close. And by the way, the name of the guy arrested in this, Kevin Bacon.
Degrees of separation between.
Yeah. All right, next up, generally I think people that have to use a wheelchair have our unconditional sympathy. We try to accommodate whenever possible. However, it is not cool whether you're in a wheelchair or not. And I know how frustrating it can get to tase a McDonald's worker for not getting your French fries out fast enough.
Oh, man.
Fortunately,
you're kidding.
The motorized grandma missed the employee and hit the wall.
She carries a taser? Well, I guess so.
You have to. Self-defense.
Yeah, a little bit of self-defense. I get it.
Well, she might need to go take some aiming lessons.
Oh?
Because she fired the taser and hit the wall and not the employee. Now, this is another one that's a little bit tough to describe.
Okay.
This is a guy who was on a flight from California to Texas in February. He was wanted to join the Mile High Club.
Oh, boy.
40-year-old, 8-year-old Enrique Gonzalez from Rancho Cucamonga, California.
Like Raunchy Cucamonga.
Back in February, he and his wife, Gladys. Isn't that weird that Enrique Gonzalez is married to Gladys?
Yeah, Gladys.
Took a flight from L.A. to San Antonio. After the plane took off, he started joining the Mile High Club.
In the bathroom?
Well, let's hope.
Well, because
do you know
from someone who just flew over the weekend, I don't know how the heck.
That happens? Yeah, I know.
You could maneuver that.
It ain't going to happen with me in there. I take up most of that space.
Actually, it appears that he was sitting in a seat.
What?
Whoa.
And Gladys lent him a helping hand.
Whoa! No!
You're kidding me.
So he, you wonder what the... He was arrested.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
And charged with lewd, indecent, and obscene conduct. He could have gotten 90 days in jail. The judge cut him a little slack, enough to recognize it was a one-time mistake. And he left a $500 fine, but... At your seat?
And are you in coach or first class?
I just, you know, I never understood.
Oh, man.
Return your seats to the
upright. Even
up
in the days when planes were like.
I can't even.
Stop it.
I can't. Stop.
In the upright position.
But return your seat backs to their full and upright position.
Yeah.
No.
So who's the dumbest of the dumb?
Well, you know, we have quite a... What was the first one, the pool toy?
I didn't do anything.
He was honorable mention, I think. Oh.
He barely beat out the guy in the seat.
Well.
Don't say it that way.
I'm dying.
I can't look at you.
I have no...
I don't know. I don't know who's
my
winner
value
today.
Judgment system.
I don't know. I don't know
my
who's
kidneys
winner.
It's the best part. I love this.
So
I don't know. I
Let's
gotta
let
go.
Emily pick.
Come on, Emily. Taser Grandma?
I don't think it's Taser Grandma.
Mile High Club.
I think it's Mile High Club.
All right, we'll give it to him.
What an imbecile. What an ultra maroon.
Since you can't nominate people in this room.
Give him a hand.
Rich.
Hey, as long as you go, let's give him the clap, too.
Stop it.
Or at least a towel.
8:55.
Oh, jeez.
Montgomery Paint and Body. Or is it known locally, the house that Rich built?
Sweating again.
It's the Yankee Stadium of Montgomery. You've been doing business with Donnie Turner almost since the first
time. For more than three decades, and that is
years.
True. Yeah.
That is such an amazing history. And before they put any brick or mortar down at MPB's location on East Shirley Lane, they put down principles and standards. That's what that business is built on. And Donnie Turner's just not the kind of guy that compromises his principles for any reason at any time. He's either going to do the job right or they're not going to do it at all. And that's what you can count on, whether you're bringing in a badly damaged vehicle from a wreck or it's something a little more of a cosmetic nature. It doesn't matter. They will check and make sure that every single part of that car gets thoroughly examined before they begin the repair, and will insist that everything that needs to be done gets done. Then when you go back for your car after all the hassle and grief that goes with a car wreck, you're going to pick up a vehicle that's going to knock your socks off. And that's because no shortcuts. They just don't compromise at Montgomery Paint and Body. Donnie and son Brandon, great business. Do visit the Rich Thomas Wing. That's the one with the pinball machine in it. Again, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number's 27REC with a W.
Have you ever thought you'd like to own a zero-turn riding mower, but you just couldn't justify it because either your yard is too small or the price is too big? Hey, folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power introducing the new Hustler Dash. At only 34 inches wide, the Hustler Dash is perfect for small yards, and starting at only $21.99 or payment payments as low as $50 a month. It's the perfect price. Bottom line, the Hustler Dash is the most compact, affordable zero turn on the market today. And when you purchase CTE's VIP package, you get free delivery upon purchase. And for as long as you own your Hustler, you'll get free pickup and delivery, free blade sharpening, our 7-day repair guarantee, and a free rental mower while yours is in our service department. Well, with service like that, why go anywhere else? And military personnel, to honor you, please ask about our military discounts. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
The 2019 Subaru Outback. It comes with road gripping, standard, symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus 32 miles per gallon. And it helps keep your journey safe with standard EyeSight driver assist technology for an extra set of eyes on the road. Get financing as low as 0% or 0.9% for up to 72 months on the 2019 Subaru Outback at Montgomery Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy. Actual mileage may vary. EyeSight is a driver assist system that may not operate optimally under all driving conditions. Montgomery
Subaru. If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Brittany here with Wholesale Hunter, your destination for hunting, shooting, and camping gear. We are located in Wetumpka at the intersection of Highway 14 and Fire Tower Road. Our storefront is open weekdays from 9 till 5, but you can visit us anytime at wholesalehunter.com. We carry a variety of firearms, ammo, optics, and relating supplies. Call us at 888-900-4868. Please stop by and see us in Wetumpka or visit our website at wholesalehunter.com. That's wholesalehunter.com. Again, wholesalehunter.com.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hens Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Thank you, America. That's our show.
That was a great show.
Great, man.
That was so much fun. I don't know why people say this.
It'd be interesting to find out what went wrong there, but that's a whole other show.
We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all.